The Senate impeachment trial gets underway tomorrow. President Donald Trump's legal team issued a brief today calling the impeachment proceedings in Congress, quote, a dangerous perversion of the Constitution that the Senate should swiftly and roundly condemn, end quote. Trump faces charges of abusing power and obstructing Congress. His lawyers do not deny the key facts of what happened, with the withholding of aid to Ukraine and so on. Instead, his lawyers argue he broke no laws and was acting entirely within his powers. Jonathan Turley is a professor at the Law School of George Washington University. He testified before the House last month, and he urged Congress not to rush to impeach. Earlier today, I asked Turley if he thought Trump's legal strategy was smart.
It's a Trump defense. You know, the defense looks very much like the man accused. If you boil down their response, it comes down to it was perfect. You know, the president has argued that the call was perfect. His actions were perfect. Every way this played out was perfect. And obviously, many of us disagree with that. I disagreed with it in my testimony. I don't think this call was perfect. I think there was a great number of problems with it. But of course, that's not the standard. It isn't a choice between perfect and impeachable. There's much stronger defenses that can be made if they recognize that the president really committed an inappropriate act in raising the Bidens in that call. That doesn't mean it's impeachable. But the president views this as a moment really sort of made for television. You know, he's going to maintain this consistent defense that everything was perfect and what they're doing is pure politics. And that's going to put some of the Republican senators in a bind. Because many of those senators do not believe the call was perfect. They do have serious concerns about what occurred. They just don't necessarily agree that it's impeachable.
How would you explain that to, say, Trump supporters who say, well, if there was no crime, then why should he be going through this trial?
Well, there's both a historical and practical reason. Historically, high crimes and misdemeanors in England and the United States were not confined to crimes. And indeed, even some of the framers like James Madison referred to things like maladministration as being relevant to impeachment. But also practically, it doesn't make a lot of sense. I mean, if you think about all the things a president can do that would not necessarily be in the criminal code, you sort of realize why this would be a terrible idea. You know, that if the president, you know, demanded Ukraine investigate his political opponents, let's say he wanted Elizabeth Warren's family investigated for no reason at all, presumably most citizens would view that as an impeachable offense. So it goes too far, but it also has very little basis, I think, in history and the language of the Constitution. So that's going to create a problem again for some of these moderate Republican senators. These are members who are not likely keen on the idea of creating new law here, of confining impeachment just to things you can find in the criminal code. So in some ways, this is coming down to sort of a muscle play. You know, that the Trump defense is telling the Republican senators, we expect your vote. And the defense is, this was perfect. And also, you can't impeach a president unless you have a crime.
So I'm thinking a lot of this and what's going to come out of this trial will depend on those moderate Republicans. What are you expecting, Professor, to happen at the end of this trial?
Well, I think that there is currently support by four senators to have witnesses. I'm not too sure how that will play out. But once you do cross the Rubicon, you're looking at a much longer trial.
I mean, most predictions suggest Trump will survive the Senate. Do you think the introduction of witnesses could change the outcome?
I do. I think witnesses are an unpredictable element. A good example is Clinton. You know, the Democrats lost in trying to block a deposition with Monica Lewinsky, but then they won in blocking her from live testimony. Well, last year, Monica Lewinsky came out and said that Bill Clinton called her after she was named as a witness, talked about her testimony, encouraged her to sign a false affidavit. Mm. If she had said that on the floor of the Senate, it would have been a game changer.
Right.
So these witnesses can be live torpedoes in the water, and they can hit anywhere.
Jonathan Turley, professor at the Law School of George Washington University, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.